Hello people, do you know something or anything about skeletal muscle relaxants? So if you want to know about them, listen this. Skeletal muscle relaxants are the drugs that act peripherally at neuromuscular junctions or muscle fiber itself or centrally in the cerebrospinal axis. So why we are using the skeletal muscle relaxants? The name itself describes that it is used to reduce muscle tone and even cause paralysis. So these neuromuscular blocking agents are used primarily in conjunction with general anesthetics to provide muscle relaxation during surgery, while centrally acting muscle relaxants are usually used to control painful muscle spasms and spastic neurological conditions. Let us learn about peripherally acting muscle relaxants. So these peripherally acting muscle relaxants may either act at neuromuscular junction or directly on the muscle. So first we will be learning about those which block the neuromuscular junction, and we call them as neuromuscular blocking agents. So again, we have two categories, that is non-depolarizing blockers and depolarizing blockers. Non-depolarizing or competitive blockers, they go and block this neuromuscular junction competitively, whereas depolarizing blockers will act by depolarizing the membrane at the junction. So competitive blockers, based on their time of action, divided into longer acting, intermediate acting and short acting. Long acting is the most common or well-known D-tubocurarin. This is something like prototype drug. Next, pancuronium. Next, doxycurium, pipecuronium. Intermediate acting is vecuronium, rocuronium, rapacuronium, atracuronium, sisistracuronium. Short acting is mivacurium. These are all the non-depolarizing or competitive blockers at neuromuscular junction, whereas these depolarizing blockers are succinylcholine, which is very widely used for skeletal muscle relaxation, also known as succinylmethonium and dexamethonium. Next, directly acting agents, that is, they act directly on the skeletal muscle, not at the level of junction. So these are tantalum sodium and quinine. Anyway, dexamethonium, which is a depolarizing blocker which acts the neuromuscular junction, is not clinically used. Only succinylcholine is used. Well, this is the classification of skeletal muscle relaxants. If you want to know something more about the history of this muscle relaxants, let me tell you. You know, there is something known as curare, which is a genetic name for certain plant extract used by South American tribals as arrow poison for game hunting. The animals got paralyzed even if not killed by the arrow. Natural sources of curare are Strychnos toxifera, Chondrodendron tomentosum, and related plants. Muscle paralyzing active principles of these are tubocurarin, toxiferins, etc. Tubocurarin was first clinically used in 1930s. Many synthetic compounds, including succinylcholine, was introduced subsequently. Search has continued for neuromuscular blockers to provide greater cardiovascular stability during surgery, and for drugs with differing onset and duration of action to suit specific requirements. The latest additions are doxycurium, pipecuronium, rocuronium, mivacuronium, rapacuronium, and sisetracurium. Well, this is the history and classification of skeletal muscle relaxants. Let us learn about mechanism of action. Well, we will be learning about the mechanism of action in the next podcast or audio.